Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give them a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. The Mark Reardon Show.
I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
Oh, you do?
The Mark Reardon Show.
I got into broadcasting because I like to give. Sometimes I found myself hurting from giving too much.
That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage.
The Mark Reardon Show is on now.
Oh, it is garbage. The newspaper is garbage. So is 60 Minutes and pretty much anything else. We have 60 Minutes news today, actually. The executive producer of 60 Minutes quit in a little hissy fit because he's not happy with what he's being told to do at 60 Minutes because Trump sued their ass and he's probably going to win a lot of money in a defamation case. And I just love the pompous attitude of the people at 60 Minutes. And I had to remind 60 Minutes on the Twitter, not that they paid any attention, but as many people know, they came into town, painted our city as racist when Kim Gardner was in office. It was just a complete hit job, and there was no journalistic integrity to it at all. It was journalistic malpractice, which I highlight on a regular basis. In fact, we have some of that today to get to as well. Sue, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Fred is here. He's been gathering some audio from the very interesting Supreme Court arguments today on the Alphabet Mafia-themed storybooks in schools. That's been interesting, right?
Yeah, lots of sound from all the justices, lots of reaction. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going to get to that here in just a second here from Montgomery County, Maryland is the case. And we talked about this just a little bit, and I want to play some of the arguments today. We have some audio from the Supremes, and I also have some other stuff I want to share about that. But let me kind of lay out the show. Jason Smith is coming up, the House Ways and Means Committee chair. We're going to talk tax policy with him because, you know, first and foremost, you have to renew the Trump tax cuts, and he's aware of that. But he's also back from Panama and El Salvador. Now, I guess, Fred, this was a trade mission first and foremost, but he took a little bit of a detour, and he went to the prison. Did he go to the same prison where Abrego Garcia is?
Yeah, where all the, violent criminals are being sent.
Did he sip margaritas with them?
I don't know if he was offered that choice.
You know, I never really got into this yesterday. Sue, did you ever hear Margaritagate? Did you know what's going on with that?
No, I have no idea what
that is. Ethan can maybe even put the audio in there. But so what Chris Van Hollen says is that you had a situation where he goes down there and he sits for this photo op with Abrego Garcia, right? He's sitting there talking to him. Oh, gang member, are you okay? We want to get you back here to the United States. And then there's two cups that get put down, and I guess that they were salted on the top.
Right.
So there was a lot of you know, chatter out there on the interwebs about, you know, that being a margarita. Do you have that cut from yesterday? You think, can you put Chris Van Hollen in here? Because this is actually kind of interesting. And I didn't highlight it yesterday.
Wow, that does not look good.
It doesn't look good. But what he's saying is, and I probably won't get the audio at this point, he's saying it was staged by the Salvadoran president. So, but what's funny about this, let's think about it here, okay? Let's think about this there. He's claiming and he's outraged that that was staged because they didn't take a drink from that, when he's basically staging an entire event and photo op down there in El Salvador. And then he wants to criticize the El Salvador. I don't know what happened. Maybe they did put the drinks down. Maybe Abrego wanted a little bit of a margarita. But it's actually rather funny when you think about it. But we'll get to that with Jason. We'll talk tariffs. We'll have a great conversation with him coming up. Telephone Tuesdays this afternoon as well. I want to talk a little bit about Abrego Garcia and some of the other things that are in the news right now. And then Sarah Parshall Perry, who's really an awesome guest all the time. She's the vice president, legal fellow with the group Defending Education. We'll talk about that hearing before the Supreme Court today. By the way, I think it went very, very well. Here's Van Hollen. I never played this yesterday.
When I first sat down with Kilmar, we just had glasses of water on the table. I think maybe some coffee. And as we were talking, one of the government people came over and deposited two other glasses on the table with ice, and I don't know if it was salt or sugar around the top, but they look like margaritas. And if you look at the one they put in front of Kilmar, it actually had a little less liquid than the one in me.
So he dialed in on this. He's breaking down these photos, trying to get the information to the media. This is very important stuff, right?
In front of me. To try to make it look, I assume, like he drank out of it. Let me just be very clear. Neither of us touched the drinks that were in front of us, but this is a lesson into the lengths that President Bukele will do to deceive people about what's going on.
That's interesting. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that if that happened, that's a good idea. But I do find it ironic that he was staging a photo op down there. And because they're asking questions about that, that's the explanation he could come up with. Now, while I'm kind of spitballing here on some stuff, I have to play something from Elizabeth Warren. Fred, have you even heard this from Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, yeah,
Warren?
Yeah.
Have they been playing this on Fox?
I heard it once.
Okay. Do you know who the guy is?
I don't.
Okay. So there's a guy. This is epic. Like, we went through 3.5 years, and now we have, I think, a third book out about Biden and what was happening behind the scenes that apparently nobody knew about until, you know, November. So there's a guy that sits down with Elizabeth Warren. I'm guessing he's a Massachusetts journalist or something like that. He's got really long hair. I would argue he needs a haircut or maybe a different hairstyle. But he's the only damn person I've heard. Nobody on CNN has done this. Nobody on MSNBC. Nobody on CBS News. No one in the New York Times or the Washington Post. No one's done what this kid did. And maybe he's not a kid. He might have been in his 30s. But this is kind of amazing when you hear it here.
Do you regret saying that President Biden had a mental acuity? He had a sharpness to him. You said that up until July of last year.
I said what I believe to be true.
And you think he was as sharp as you?
I said I had not seen decline. And I hadn't. At that point.
You did not see any decline from 2024 Joe Biden to 2021 Joe Biden?
Not when I said that. You know, the thing is, he was sharp. He was on his feet. I saw him live event. I had meetings with him a couple of times.
Senator, on his feet is not praise. He can speak in sentences is not praise.
All right. Fair enough.
Oh!
Fair enough.
She says fair enough. And one of the better parts of that, did you see the clip, Fred?
No, I just heard it.
Oh, my gosh.
You actually have to watch it because the dude is looking at her like, Come on, Senator. Which, by the way, is exactly what journalists are supposed to do. We talked about this last night with David Zweig. You are supposed to be skeptical. You should ask questions. You should make the assumption that something really didn't happen until you're proven that it did happen. I talk about this with the race hoaxes all the time. The instinct on the part of the legacy media is to run with it, man. All you got to hear is someone accuse someone else of racism, and it's all of a sudden at the top of your website, right? How about maybe just doing a little investigation to see if any of that is warranted in the first place? But let's talk about the Mahmoud versus Taylor case in Maryland, because I think this is pretty important today, and it's something we're going to talk about a little bit more later in the show as well. So this has to do with many minority families in Maryland objecting to some of the Alphabet Mafia content that was being hoisted upon their kids. We're talking about kindergarten, first grade, second grade. I've always said you can maybe have some different conversations about this material for high school kids, but not for little kids, not for my daughter who's in fourth grade. And I always kind of go back to this this story from when David Zweig, you know, who wrote this great book on COVID that we had on last night, reminded me of when I was a kindergarten teacher for 2 months in Rockwood. And that very first day, or it might have been the second day, but honest to God, I think it was the first day, they have this book up there about an astronaut, African-American astronaut, who was discriminated against in, you know, the 1950s, and then he finally got to space, and I forget the name of the book right now. And then the teacher, because the teacher is being forced to do this, the teacher is asking the kids, these are five-year-old kids, what's your takeaway from that? Well, they had no clue. They wanted the kids at this young age to have some sort of discussion on, you know, the civil rights of our time. It's just baffling. But again, this is one of those things, and I bring it up because it's one of those things that a district mandates, right? So the school board do-gooders go out there and they say, hey, this is the curriculum. We want to check the boxes. And this is really representative of part of the problem out there. And by the way, here's some good news. The court's going to tell the Alphabet Mafia to go F themselves on this, okay? That's pretty clear after the arguments today, and I'll play some samples here in a second. But this is a member of this school district out there. Her name is Lynn Harris, and she said this. This is a quote from a board meeting. Saying that a kindergartner can't be present when you read a book about a rainbow unicorn because it offends your religious rights or your family values or your core beliefs is just telling that kid, hey, here's another reason to hate another person, and we're not going to do that in the school system. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that that's her position? So this goes back to 2023 and the school district. And look, your school district around here, especially if you live in Webster Groves or Kirkwood, is doing the same things. They want to introduce inclusive books into elementary schools and brainwash these kids. The first thing that happens is Muslim, Ethiopian Christians, Latter-day Saints, Catholics, they all come together and they say, hey, well, we're not down with this, right? So then that year in February, one parent, Rafe Hagag is his name, he's a Muslim, he gets an email from the Montgomery County Public School System informing him that all classrooms, including the first grade class that his daughter attended, would be adding LGBTQ inclusive texts approved for instructional use. The email added, there's an expectation that teachers utilize these inclusive lessons and texts with all of the students. And the parents start looking at these things, right? Like, wait a second here. Alarm bells go off. One of them is Born Ready, the true story of a boy named Penelope and Rainbow Revolutionaries, 50 LGBTQ plus people who made history. This is for kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade. Are you kidding me? So the school board allows at first, this is how this becomes a case. At first, because of the complaints from the religious parents, and by the way, I would say, I don't care if it is based on religion. I think you should be able to opt out, and Lady Kagan actually, or Sotomayor, addressed that issue today. But one of the reasons that they took the opt-out away is because they had so many people wanting to opt out. So you had hundreds of families descending on school board meeting, and they signed petitions. They were pissed off. They said they're trying to replace our values. They're not just pushing to read books. They're creating an army of our kids. It's a religion for them. It is. I feel like as a Christian, my kids are getting rebaptized in another religion. And that's exactly what was going on here. So they didn't feel like they had any recourse. They went to the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which is a nonprofit. They got the attorneys involved. They took this to the high court. And thank God they took it to the high court, right? Because now we're basically going to have some answers on this particular topic. Yet Grace Morrison and her husband had homeschooled their first six children in this school district. But they had a 10-year-old kid who was disabled, a little girl who was disabled. And because of that, because she was special needs, they sent her to the school. But in 2023, the Morrisons, who are devout Catholics, felt like they were compelled to remove that daughter from the school. And that was a significant cost, you know, because their daughter's special education therapies, which the school provided for free, then had to be privately financed. So one of the briefs in this particular case involves an attorney saying because of her disabilities, their daughter's ability to make independent judgments is impaired, making her particularly impressionable. So that's just one angle of this. But let's get into some of the books that are at play here. One of them is called Pride Puppy. It's a picture book directed at 3- and 4-year-olds. It describes a pride parade and what a child might find there. The book invites students barely old enough to tie their own shoes to search for images of underwear, leather, lip ring, drag king, drag queen, and Marsha P. Johnson. Sue, do you know who Marsha P. Johnson is?
I'm afraid I do not.
Well, you should. She is a controversial Alphabet Mafia activist and sex worker, right? They have to know that. My Rainbow is another one. It's a picture book for all elementary ages. It tells the story of an autistic boy who identifies as a transgender girl. When his mother points to her and to her own short hair, he responds, "People don't care if cisgender girls like you have short hair, but it's different for transgender schools. I need hair." My daughter, I mean, I would say arguably people listening right now, if we polled the audience and said, "What does cisgender mean?" Would they raise their hand and say, "Oh, you know," you think that 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, they don't know what this is? Here's another one, Intersection Allies, which is a picture book intended for kindergarten through grade 5. It invites children to ponder what it means to be transgender and non-binary, and ask what pronouns fit you by, quote, standing together. The book claims we will rewrite the norms. Here's an idea. Let's not rewrite the norms. Let's not do this. Let's stop it, you crazy lunatics. What are your words? Here's another one. Another book. An uncle visits their niece and nephew whose pronouns are like the weather. They change depending on how I feel. The child spends the day agonizing over the right pronouns. Only at the end of the day, while watching fireworks, does the child finally conclude, "I'm like fireworks. My words finally found me, and they feel warm and snug to me, at least for today." Here's another one, Love Violet. This is for kindergarten through grade 5. It's about two girls and their same-sex playground romance. One of the girls blushes hot when pressed about her special Valentine. Teachers are encouraged to have a think-aloud moment to ask students how it feels when they just don't like, but they like someone. Born Ready, that's an elementary school book that tells the story of a biological girl named Penelope who identifies as a boy. Do I need to go on here? Do I need to go on? Jacob's Room to Choose. That's about two young children who identify as trans. Their teacher uses a game to persuade their classmates to support gender-free bathrooms. After relabeling the bathroom doors to welcome multiple genders, the children parade with placards that proclaim bathrooms are for every bunny. And the bathroom that is comfy. So in this particular school district, I just mentioned, I think, 5 or 6 books. I should mention that the school claims that there are only 5 books in use and only 3 of them that overlap with the list above, but still. And then you also have Uncle Bobby's Wedding, Intersection Allies, Prince and Knight, Love Violet, and Born Ready. Those were all added to the curriculum. They say that Pride Puppy and My Rainbow, shamefully, were added to the curriculum, but they were later removed. This is insane. This shouldn't have anything to do with religion whatsoever. It should be school boards that step in and say, this is not appropriate content for young kids. So here's some audio from today. Here's Elena Kagan.
I, too, was struck by these are, you know, young kids, picture books, and on matters concerning sexuality. I suspect there are a lot of non-religious parents who weren't all that thrilled about this. And then add in religion, and that's even more serious.
Fred, you detected that maybe Kagan was leading toward the middle.
Sounded like it there.
The middle, because I was watching some of the live tweeting from Jonathan Turley, And Turley had maybe just a different case. I have to watch my time here because we have Congressman Smith joining me. So I'm going to take a break here so as to not run too long. And I do have much more audio from those hearings, and we'll share that maybe even a little bit later this hour after Jason. He's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff going on today, including it's a Tuesday. That makes next hour Telephone Tuesday. We'll take some phone calls. We've been doing that for about 5 weeks now. I want to talk a little bit about Real ID and the problems that people are having with that, but we'll touch on Abrego Garcia and maybe some other topics as well. We are joined right now by Congressman Jason Smith of Missouri's 8th District. He, of course, is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's just back from Panama and El Salvador. Jason, how are you this afternoon? Welcome back. It's been a bit.
Doing well. It's great to be with you, Mark.
Well, let's start with the trip down to Panama and El Salvador. Primarily, this was a trade mission, correct?
It is. We visited several different countries focused on trade, meeting with their trade ministers. As you know, trade is a topic of conversation, and the Ways and Means Committee has complete jurisdiction over trade. So it's been keeping us busy along with the tax stuff. But while we were in El Salvador, of course, we met with their trade minister, but we also visited CECOT. Which is a terrorist containment center. And I will tell you, I saw firsthand, Mark, the criminals that have been deported to El Salvador. They're not refugees. These are people who've been on our streets. They're gang members. One thing that's very visible to me is while I was there, Mark, the warden or the guy that was in charge of the cell had two different individuals come over in the cell that is housing them and told them to take their shirts off so we could see their tattoos and to see what gangs that they were part of. Both of these individuals were MS-13 tattooed gang members. And the gentleman asked him, said, what part of the United States were you located in? And this individual said, Highland Park, California. He asked him, how many people have you killed? He said, six. The next one, Northern Virginia, is where he was from.
Okay.
He asked him, how many people have you killed? He's like, no, I'm not going to answer. These are people that's been on the streets in our country, and I'm glad that the president has sent them back to their home, which is their home.
By the way, 80% of the American people are glad because the Rasmussen poll that came out yesterday shows this is yet another 80-20 issue. Now, not, you know, shoving aside the Constitution by any means, let me get your opinion on Abrego Garcia in particular. I'm not sure you met with him, but what are your thoughts on this issue being described as our, you know, by our friends on the left as simply just a legal issue? It doesn't matter what happened. The facts of his case don't matter. This is just about due process.
You know, I did not see him, did not meet him when I was down there. Of course, Senator Van Hollen met with him the next day after I was in El Salvador. But I can't be the judge of all this. But what I do know is that the president has declared MS-13 a terrorist organization. Two courts have held that this gentleman is a member of MS-13. He is not a U.S. citizen. He's an El Salvadorian citizen. So I think that the courts have spoken when they say that he's an MS-13 member and the president declaring MS-13 a terrorist regime, I think it seems very, very accurate to due process to me.
Congressman, you and I had many, many conversations over the last 3.5, 4 years about the border. And remember when all those Democrats went down to the border as well? You know, the same ones that are going to El Salvador. And that didn't happen at all. And they raised no issues about this. They just blamed Republicans for not signing a bill that really, as we've learned in the last couple of months, wouldn't have had one bit of difference on how many people are crossing the border because essentially, President Trump has closed the border. Go figure.
In 3 months, Mark, President Trump has absolutely secured the border, and the border crossings are at record low levels ever seen in this country. It took only a president. It didn't take a bill. It took a president that enforces the rule of law and bringing back successful things like Remain in Mexico, ending catch and release. He went line by line, and they are doing a phenomenal job with the work of Tom Holman and also Secretary Noem.
So hang on, Jason. We have a traffic situation. I just want to mention this quickly. Sue's on top of it. She'll join us again in a few minutes. Northbound 270 closed at 6440. So that is significant due to a reportedly fatal accident in that area. That becomes a crime scene, so that's going to be a mess throughout the afternoon. Congressman Jason Smith is with us. He's the House Ways and Means Chair. Could you map out what's going to happen here in the next couple of months when it comes to tax cuts and renewing the Trump tax cuts and getting to the point where Congress can actually get some things to President Trump's desk on this particular topic?
I absolutely will. This is what I've been living and breathing. I've been saying, Mark, we need to pass this one big, beautiful bill to enact as much as the President Trump's campaign promises. And we've been working on this for over a year for this moment that's at hand. And now, using the rules of reconciliation, budget reconciliation, over the next several weeks, you'll see the legislation start coming alive, moved out of the House, over to the Senate, and put on the president's desk. Failure is not an option. If Congress does not act on this, Mark, every single American, 207 million taxpayers, will face on average a 22% tax increase by just what is expiring. And then there's numerous other provisions that the president campaigned on. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, domestic manufacturing, products produced in the United States that have a tax incentive. These are all different items that we have been analyzing, studying, working on, and we'll be able to deliver to the president's desk.
So some of the left, and I've seen this in the legacy media, they're claiming that there will be handouts to the wealthy here, and And they're also making the claims, and I think the administration's denied some of these, but we'll go right to you since you're the House Ways and Means Chair, that you are going to hit some of the wealthier people in this country with a higher tax rate. Can you address that?
Well, I'm not going to say what's in the tax bill or not, Mark. That has been a big topic of conversation. And what I tell people is we're looking at every aspect of the tax code. And the whole goal of the president, the whole goal of myself, is to deliver a pro-growth tax policy that is pro-worker, pro-family, pro-small business, pro-farmer. And those are the items that will be pushed in the tax bill. And if you look at what is just expiring in Trump's very successful 2017 tax cuts, two-thirds of what is expiring would result, if it was expired, would result in tax increases on people who make less than $400,000 a year. The child tax credit gets slashed in half, goes from $2,000 to $1,000. The guaranteed deduction, which 91% of Americans use to file their taxes, that gets slashed in half, going from roughly $15,000 a year to $7,500. Every individual tax bracket goes up. So this is going to provide real tax relief for all Americans.
It's amazing, and you know this better than anyone, but there's never been any effort. Certainly it didn't happen during the presidential campaign, and I haven't seen it happen, yes, from anyone in the legacy media to outline what you just told us. I think most Americans have no idea that that's the case. I mean, you literally had presidential candidates on the Democrat side that were campaigning for major tax increases on all Americans. Of course, the media didn't really tell you that, but that's essentially, as you know, Jason, what they were doing last year.
That's exactly what they were doing. This has real consequences on everyday Americans. And it's why I've been pushing since before this Congress started of making sure that we do not fail. Failure is not an option, Mark. We cannot allow the single largest tax increase in the history of America to be on our watch at this time. The last thing that Americans need is a 22% tax increase after they've already faced almost a 22% inflation
right.
tax over now, the last 4 years.
Now, I'm going to agree with you on that, right? And I think these are very important issues moving forward, and I hope that you're able to renew this. On the other hand, there have to be people listening right now. You mentioned farmers. I've had Blake Hurst on from Charquio before, and other farmers and other people who are very concerned about the tariffs right now. And they may say, hey, Jason Smith, that's fine. We want you to pass these tax cuts, but essentially our prices are going up anyway. We have to pass this along to people. So how do you respond to that?
I'm definitely staying busy. The Ways and Means Committee is over tax and trade, and it is a huge focus. What I say to my friends, the farmers who I represent, is that for far too long, we've been taken advantage of. And I use the example of the European Union, Mark. The European Union should be our friend, but they purchase very little agriculture products from us. In fact, the country of Honduras, 10 million people, purchases more pork from the United States than the entire European Union, which is made of 450 million people. The African nation of Angola purchases more chicken from us than the entire European Union, and the European Union has a GDP 200 times that of Angola. They have put up non-tariff barriers in these nations that's taken advantage of our farmers, and I am so glad that we're pushing back. I think we're going to get some really good trade agreements. It's bouncy along the way, but we have to open up new markets. The fact that Japan has a tariff of 700% on rice is unacceptable to my farmers in Southeast Missouri that they are being discriminated like that. So if they want us to purchase their cars, they need to treat us fairly in purchasing our agriculture product.
And I'm guessing you might have the same answer. Look, the market is shaky. You mentioned there's uneasiness out there. People aren't sure what the plan exactly is, and that kind of lends to market instability, and that's what you're getting. Now, the market was up today on some tariff, you know, talk, but that's something, you know, people are looking at their 401ks, people who supported President Trump saying, wait a second, hope you guys know what you're doing.
What I would say is don't sell, hold. Hold. Do not sell. Hold. It's going to be a little turbulent, but things will get better. They will absolutely get better. 96% of the world's consumers, Mark, are outside of the United States. It is important that we can sell our products to other countries, but they need to treat us fine. If you look on average, If you look on average, the tariffs that Americans up until the last 3 months charged other countries on average was like 2.5, 2.6%. However, the tariffs that was charged on us was right under 20%. They should be treating us the same way that we treat them.
Yeah, we have
low tariffs. They should be treating us with low tariffs.
There is inequity in the system. I think we all are certainly aware of that. Going back just briefly before I let you go on the big, beautiful bill, what's the specific or is there a timetable for that?
So that's a great question. My goal all along was to try to get it done as soon as possible. Unfortunately, the Senate's taken 6 weeks to pass the budget resolution. I didn't account for that. But now the budget resolution is signed into law. I mean, it has been passed. Now it's time for the real, real big, beautiful bill that will be on the floor. I am hopeful. I'm hopeful that we can get it through the House, the Senate, and on the president's desk by July 4th.
Wow, there you go. That would be pretty significant. Congressman Jason Smith, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jason, for catching up with us this afternoon.
Great to be with you, Mark. Take care.
Sounds like that timing is not coincidental, July 4th, right?
Nope.
That's interesting. Did I mention yesterday was the, you know, that was it Saturday or Sunday night was the 250th anniversary of One of By Land, Two of By Sea.
Oh, that's cool.
Start of the Revolutionary War, which, by the way, there wasn't only one ride. I mean, the facts of all that happened back then are kind of a little mangled, but it really did happen in the sense that everything got going 250 years ago, and we're heading into next year with the, the sesquicentennial, which is going to be awesome as well. We'll take a break. We got a serious road closing, unfortunately, this afternoon. Sue's going to share the information, and we're coming back with more Sue's News and Telephone Tuesday in the 4 o'clock hour. I wanna rock
you up. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Well, unfortunately, we have a crazy traffic situation. Sue, let me let you start this segment because it's a developing situation, I guess we can say.
Well, yeah. And northbound 270 is completely closed at 6440. You will be diverted on to 6440. This is because of a fatal accident that's north of 64. And we have a jam, of course, north and southbound. And that southbound jam is close to Dorset.
Well, and that's one of those situations with a fatality where that's not going to be cleared up anytime soon.
Nope, they've got accident reconstruction out there. So it's difficult to say how long that will take.
All right, we'll keep you posted on that. We do have Sue's News in the next hour. Plus, it is Telephone Tuesday, so if you have something you'd like to weigh in on here this afternoon, this would be your opportunity. Let me just briefly, before the end of the hour, talk about Larry David. Huh, Larry David. Mm-hmm. I think he's so funny, and I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've watched probably every episode of Curb outside of the last two seasons. Twice, if not three times, one of my favorite shows ever. But in the New York Times this morning, they printed an op-ed from Larry David that was called My Dinner with Adolf. And maybe the most disappointing thing about this is it's just dumb and it's not funny at all. And basically what he's doing is he's mocking the fact that Bill Maher, who I thought was a friend of Larry David. Apparently, nobody's friends anymore. I'd love to know the relationship between Cheryl Hines and Larry David. They worked together on that show for all these years. And of course, she's with RFK Jr., she's his wife. But in this situation, it really is Larry David essentially writing this column as Bill Maher going over to Mar-a-Lago and essentially dining with Dave Fuhrer. The whole Nazi thing drives me crazy anyway. And it's embarrassing. Is Larry David Jewish? I think he probably is.
Yeah.
To think about what happened to his people, if you will, burned in ovens all across Germany and elsewhere, sent to ghettos and starved in camps. I mean, it's unbelievable that you can even make that comparison.
Yes, because you can't. But
you
they
really
do.
Can't. No. So I guess the New York Times, who wouldn't even publish a Senator Tom Cotton piece a few years ago, even though it was factually based, and they rejected that, which led to Barry Weiss and others leaving the New York Times. Here's Scott Jennings last night on this topic.
The message of this is not to, because Bill Maher, first of all, I totally agree. He's totally in the right to do it. And I loved his monologue. Even though I disagree with most everything he believes politically, he was right to do this and he was right to speak out about it. But this isn't about that dinner. It's about the next one, because this is the modern left. It's an attempt always to intimidate people into not ever doing it again. It's to silence yourselves or we'll do it for you.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of this op-ed, so that the next comedian or the next person on the American left chooses not to speak to Donald Trump. This is all an effort to get people not to do what you just said, which is to talk to each other and our political leaders.
So I'm not the best.
That's a really good
point,
Mark.
It's a great point. Look, I'm not the best on United States or world history because I probably didn't study enough when I was in school, but Hitler didn't sit down with his opponents and have dinner, right?
No.
There are a lot of things that he didn't do. He put his critics in camps, or he had them killed by stormtroopers, right? And then he had them killed by the SS. So this is a bunch of nonsense. And one of the things Ed Morrissey points this out, that one of the dumbest things that he does, he goes after Doge and the dismantling of the bureaucratic state, because Hitler didn't dismantle the bureaucratic state. He transformed it into a tyranny. And the left loves the bureaucratic state. I don't really understand it. There's a lot of things I don't understand about them right now. But that was really, I don't know. It's so disappointing because I consider that guy pretty brilliant in the world of comedy. I love the show. Of course, for people who don't know, he's also the guy that created Seinfeld with Jerry Seinfeld. But how disappointing. And it'd be one thing if the points were somehow on target or valid.
Right.
But they're not.
And I have to tell you, I didn't think about it until Scott Jennings said the purpose of doing something like that. So then you scare all future comedians or all future people. Don't you dare sit down with him because he's Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but we're trying to shut that down in the future. It had not occurred to me.
But, you know, they've been saying, they've been running with the Hitler thing for a while now, and it just doesn't seem to work. It's not really resonating outside of, you know, the core wacko Democrats. I have some really, you know, I've mentioned this guy before. Maybe we'll get into this a little bit later. There's a guy that writes at something called the Liberal Patriot. His name is Rai Teixeira. Rai Teixeira, I think that's how you pronounce it. And he's always pointing out things that the Democrats should really be doing that they're not. And he has some very interesting polling on white educated people, in particular, white educated women, and where they are on the topic of race and some of these other things. Just a small example, white women are more upset about some of the racial aspects of our country and the white supremacy than the actual people of color. That's how guilty they are. Envision Webster Groves, ladies and gentlemen. That should paint a picture for you. We're coming back with Sue's News and Telephone Tuesday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.